This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
In 40-40, 40 years of career life advice in 40 minutes, Michael Allen Bell distills four decades of professional wisdom into a concise, practical guide, covering everything from project dynamics and persuasion to detecting false reasoning and leading with confidence, providing actionable insights for professionals at any stage. Michael's expertise in cybersecurity, software development, and knowledge engineering makes 40-40 a must-read for those seeking to navigate challenges, avoid common mistakes, and achieve lifelong success, packed with quick, meaningful lessons. Michael Allen Bell, author of 40-40, Smart Strategies for a Thriving Career, our guest next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Attention all timeshare owners. Do you want to know what your timeshare is really worth? Timeshares do have value. Don't throw away thousands of dollars with nothing in return, with only a promise to cancel your timeshare without a guarantee. And here's the best part. Should you decide to unlock the true value of your timeshare and get started, the burden of your maintenance fees completely will stop. We are so confident in our services that we will pay your maintenance fees while you sell for what your timeshare is truly worth. Don't delay this offer. It's only good for a limited time. And maintenance fee bills are right around the corner. Call our special toll-free hotline right now, and our team will tell you exactly what your timeshare is worth. Here's our toll-free number.
800-807-3913. 800-807-3913. That's 800-807-3913.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
40-40, 40 years of career life advice in 40 minutes by Michael Allen Bell is a concise guide packed with the lessons of over four decades of professional experience. Now, in less than an hour, you'll uncover practical insights on leadership, persuasion, conflict, decision-making, and the patterns that drive long-term success, and straightforward strategies to avoid the common mistakes. Recognize false reasoning and approach challenges with resilience and clarity. Michael Allen Bell has spent over 40 years at the intersection of technology and teaching as a cybersecurity risk advisor, application developer, and computer science instructor. With degrees in mathematics and computer science, his expertise spans software project estimation and knowledge engineering to enhance decision-making tools. Back with us on This Week in America, Michael Allen Bell, author of 40-40, 40 years of career life advice in 40 minutes. Michael, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program. So much to talk about it. We couldn't squeeze it into, not 40 minutes, but 30 minutes. So we've got you back to continue. Thank you for being back with us on the program.
It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Thank you. There's so much to talk about. And let's start with the title of the book. Why is it called 40-40? And what with the little hourglass I see in the book? What's the symbolism of that?
So the original draft of the book was 40 standard pages. So 40 pages, 40 minutes. The thought was someone who reads quickly could get it done quickly. Of course, your mileage may vary. William Shakespeare, in the prologue to Henry V, talks about the play turning the accomplishments of many years into an hourglass, which is what I've attempted to do the symbolism seemed appropriate.
Yeah, a little bit of Shakespeare in the background there. I love that. The name of the book, again, 4040, 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes. Michael Allen Bell, the author. Book available wherever books are sold. Michael's website is beta4helps.com. All this on our website. You can link on directly, get information on the book. I very briefly described what was in the book. How would you describe your book and why it's so helpful?
The book is nonfiction life advice focused on career success. It's divided into sections after the short introduction. First is a list of short lessons collected into category groups. All are very quick read maxims, nothing heavy and hard to read there. Then some of these are explained and visually illustrated using my own personal experience or historic circumstances. These are case illustrations. The next section is a description of how a successful typical organization functions in the cycle of events through the year, with each stage and outcome called out and how they relate to each other and where all of them fit in the whole. I call it the enterprise life cycle, and it works with whatever task management method that your group uses. Spiral, waterfall, scrum, it works. Finally, the key takeaways are illustrated.
You will really appreciate the way the book is laid out. It's very easy to follow. There's not a lot of extra words there. Sometimes people think they've got to go on like they really are an expert. Michael is an expert. He says it very quickly. He gets you the information. It's relatable, and you're able to implement that that information in your daily lives. One review says, it's like having my own mentor. I have the book on my desk, and I can go refer to it and do a number of times throughout the day. Who would you say benefits from the book? Was there a target audience you had in mind as you were writing 4040?
Primarily, anyone starting out or starting over in their career. The thought was mostly younger, less experienced persons would benefit most, but anyone wanting an edge to put their professional life on a higher trajectory would benefit from the advice in this book. And I'll add, it makes a great Christmas, birthday, and graduation gift for someone you like.
It really does, and I'm thinking that myself as I'm reading through this. This would make a great gift. It's a gift that says, you know, I'm thinking of you. Here's something that will help you along the way. It's a book that someone will appreciate. They can read through the book. They can go back to various chapters as they're going through different situations in their work lives. You said something that's interesting that we sometimes overlook. That's starting over. A lot of people are starting over, and if you were in a workplace situation 10, 15 years ago, do you think I'm just going to walk back into it? A lot has changed in 10 and 15 years. A lot has changed in 10 and 15 months. This book that Michael has will guide you through all of this, 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes. What problems are common to people early in their career? Let's take someone who's out of college. They just got all this great information, or they've gone through a training program ready for the new job. They take the job. They're all full of enthusiasm. What are some of the problems they face early in their careers?
There are several, many of which I've had the misfortune to learn myself the hard way. I'll list four. First, employers value problem solvers over problem finders. Sometimes people, when they're starting out, they think they're showing themselves as highly intelligent by pointing out how things could be done better. But the winners are appreciated over the whiners. Again, people that produce solutions are valued over people that point out problems. The next, which is a common mistake, is focusing, and it's related to what I just said, focusing on your own views versus your leadership's objective. Especially, this sounds immediately obvious, making difficulties for your superiors is not the path to job success. Again, if you're in the habit of pointing out problems and difficulties, you might want to switch to pointing out how things can be made better. In trying to show how smart you are, you really can show yourself to be insensitive and out of touch. Next, unless you live by yourself on a deserted island, nothing meaningful gets done solely on your own. Everything is done or reviewed by a team, and working with a team is imperative in today's workplace. Finally, on this short list, I call it learning how to talk and learning how not to talk. How to talk in an unscripted group setting, learning how to listen, how to pause, and wait for an answer. It's amazing how many people don't grasp this. They'll ask a question and then keep on talking without allowing opportunity for dialogue. All this sounds obvious, but without hindsight, many don't get it. It's always better to learn from others' mistakes than your own, and it's always quicker to pick up on the successful patterns from the successful people around you than to discover them on your own through trial and error.
You mentioned that, unfortunately, you've made some of these mistakes. For us, fortunately, you've made these mistakes so you can guide us through so maybe we won't make the same mistakes. That's why the book is so valuable. The book's available wherever books are sold. 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes by Michael Allen Bell. His website is beta4helps.com. That link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book, of course, available at Amazon, all of the places like that. And it's interesting, you take on some of those issues like talking. You think that's pretty basic, probably not talk in college. Listening, which again is pretty basic, and how important that is. It's gone through in a very understandable, relatable way in Michael's book. Can you sort of maybe summarize what makes for career success? How would you define career success?
Well, in a nutshell, I would say consistency, quality, time management, teamwork, and communication, making all of those ingredients into your daily work life. There are personal disciplines, such as daily and searchable activity records and cross-referencing requests and reviews. I keep a daily log of things that I do. It takes time, but it ends up saving time, and it's been valuable continually in my work life. These are vital to sustain success. The place where you work, there are organization disciplines, such as schedule management, tracking of deadlines, record and document or data tracking, skills management, who knows how to do what, budget discipline. All these are no less important than the individual skills, and except for the most transactional of businesses, a lack of any of these should be a warning sign that this business effort is headed toward failure. There are more things that can be said. The details are important. And yes, that's another reason to invest in the book.
And it's so affordable when you think about the education you get in reading Michael's book. It makes perfect sense, and great gift ideas, as we mentioned. Great book for you if you think, I'm pretty good at what I've been doing. I've been doing it for a number of years. This will get you questioning. It will bring clarity to issues. Maybe you've fallen back on some over the course of your years, a refresher course in Michael's book. What do you think sets the book apart from others of this genre? What makes this book special, do you think?
Well, this book is totally grounded in experience. There's anything that's theoretical in there is also related to practical, applicable information that works in a wide range of work scenarios. While it's practical, it has profound truths in it. And I'll say that there's hardly any place else for the time and the price that you can enjoy a meal at a nice restaurant where you could pick on the five questions that separate relevant truth from sales speak, the differences between data, information, knowledge, and wisdom, and their opposites, how to deal with conflict and gain idea acceptance and participation, how to boost your standing with leadership, patterns to achieve desirable and outstanding results, and a lot more besides. It's a small book, but it is mighty in content.
And it's easily readable. That's one of the things I like so much about this book. It is something that can be read. Do you suggest people sit and read it cover to cover, or maybe go through and pick out some of the areas that are pertinent to their job situation now, then go back and read some of the others later? What's the best way to read this?
Well, there are a number of ways. I know I gave it to a superior, and he says he reads it by the pool sometimes. If you want to find out something that's concerning you at the moment, a topic, you can go in and look. Okay, say I'm having problems with personal interactions. I'm having trouble getting participation. I'm having trouble with conflict. It's indexed in the book, and you can look for topical things, but it can be read cover to cover. If you can really take it either way, and that's the index is what makes it particularly helpful as a reference. It's like, okay, I need some information on how to boost participation.
Yes.
Page 32. And so you can jump in the middle, or you can take it from start to finish.
There are
the last of the book is what summarizes the most important content.
Back with our guest, Michael Allen Bell, author of 40-40, 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Attention all timeshare owners. Do you want to know what your timeshare is really worth? Timeshares do have value. Don't throw away thousands of dollars with nothing in return, with only a promise to cancel your timeshare without a guarantee. And here's the best part. Should you decide to unlock the true value of your timeshare and get started, the burden of your maintenance fees completely will stop. We are so confident in our services that we will pay your maintenance fees while you sell for what your timeshare is truly worth. Don't delay this offer. It's only good for a limited time. And maintenance fee bills are right around the corner. Call our special toll-free hotline right now, and our team will tell you exactly what your timeshare is worth. Here's our toll-free number.
800-807-3913. 800-807-3913. That's 800-807-3913.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Now back to This Week in America and our guest, Michael Allen Bell, author of 40-40, 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes. There are so many books that I'm sure really are powerful books written by people that have written books and are leaders in the industry. You can't get through it. There's so much information there. You've got 400 pages. This, as Michael said, it is so simple because it's got all of the information there. It's got the key points at the end of chapters. It's got the index, the summary, all of that. And it's readable. He's not trying to impress you with his education. He's trying to impress you with his knowledge of the business world and how it works and giving you that information in a thoroughly relatable way. You know, I mentioned before how things have changed in the workplace. I was looking through some of the topics in there, and probably three or four really have only come about in the last several years. One is argument and conflict and hostility and dealing with those. Just briefly, that's really something fairly new, isn't it, in the marketplace? People always used to share their ideas, probably end up with a laugh and a joke and go on with their lives, and now there's hostility. How do you deal with that in the workplace?
Well, the best way to deal with hostility is to listen. And oftentimes, someone who is a problem is someone with a problem. Recognizing that, if you can listen, find out the nature of their problem, and try to apply practical advice or helps to solve their problem, you have to listen. As we say, the problem is not the problem often. The problem, the first thing that's verbalized is the symptom. But if you can get at the root of what's there and help someone solve the problem they're having or get them in touch with those that can service their need, you can oftentimes save, or I should say, pull victory from the jaws of defeat, as they say.
Yes.
Yeah. It really is. Active listening, applying skills, and going the extra mile sometimes to try to help someone. And then those that are a problem, those that don't have a problem, if they're just difficult, trying to move those people onto those that can help them. Distance and disengagement rather than engaging and feeding an argument.
You know, that's so interesting. And you think of, in most cases, why am I arguing? They're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm not going to change their mind anyway. And because they're not going to change their mind, I'm going to get madder because I think my argument is strongest. So it's good advice how to deal with that in the workplace. Another area there is planning for the future, the change. Your life has been in that and dealing with things that change. And we'll talk about in a second, internet and what all AI and everything we're dealing with now. How important is that to plan for the future and change and not figure, you know, this is the way I've always done it, so I'm going to continue to do it this way?
Being willing to embrace change in the current environment is imperative to sustain success. But there's a mixture of technological change and innovation, and then the people skills, the problem-solving techniques that are invariant to the technology. Those kinds of skills and capabilities you can carry from one job to the next, from one technology generation to the next, so that there's a mixture of things that are enduring and perpetual, things that contribute to knowledge and wisdom versus those that are technologically dependent. And one does have to keep up with the latest technology to understand as best one may what the technology can do, even if you don't understand the implementation, understanding how it's used. The other piece of advice I would give, particularly to people starting out, if you want your job to be AI-proof and robotics-proof, is to look for a career path that involves manual skills. I call it a contact sport. Thing, and particularly those things that involve repair and healing and so on. Manufacturing oftentimes can be produced with robotics, subject to AI. Pure idea work oftentimes can be, you have competition with AI, unless it gets into the psychological aspect, the personality aspect, in which case the human interaction makes the difference between success and failure. But again, if you have a contact sport, your doctor, your plumber, your dentist, your civil engineer, these things are not going to be given over to robotics. If you can find a contact sport that you like, that the culture is compatible with your personal culture, that's a pathway to success and happiness.
The book is 40-40, 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes by Michael Allen Bell, our guest on the program. His website is beta4helps.com. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Another chapter, we got a few minutes left here. I'm reading through these chapters, and we could do a program on each one. This is Risk, Threat, Vulnerability, and Security. You are involved in cybersecurity. Things are changing every day. There's a breach. There are all sorts of problems. Maybe hourly we find something new that threatens all of us. How serious is that? And as an employee, we really need to be careful every time we're on the keyboard, don't we?
It's very serious. As I say, you know, a fool and your data are soon parted. And the key to your house, the key to your car, the key to your bank account is not the brass keys in your pocket. It's the information that opens that car, that house, particularly in the modern age where so many things are electronically enabled. Cyber hygiene is very important. In other words, in simple speak, keeping track of your data and protecting your data. You wouldn't leave your wallet laying out on the street, nor should you put your password or your token identifier into a place where it can be accessed by people without need to know. In terms of one of the big topics nowadays in cyber is the insider threat. You know, everyone's worried about the insider threat. In my view, the insider is difficult to deal with, difficult to control, but it comes down to a phrase that you don't have to understand the technology to enable it. You trust who you must, but you tempt no one. If you have information of value or content of value, and you are having it in a place where someone could be tempted to steal it, to corrupt it, to otherwise render it unusable, or hijack it for their own purposes, if you aren't doing enough to protect it, to stop someone from doing something because they're afraid of getting caught, if there's more that needs to be done based on the value of the information, then not enough is being done. Again, you want to put in enough protection to where no one's going to try to get something because they know they're going to get caught or not succeed. They'll be blocked. So tempt no one.
Michael, as always, the time has gone by so quickly. The book is 40-40, 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes. Michael Allen Bell, the author and our guest. The book available wherever books are sold. You'll find information on his website, beta4helps.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.